Zephaniah, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet. We're hearing bad things awaiting the people who are living comfortably with wealth and who oppress others to get their money and who are doing, they're doing just fine. But they're not going to get to benefit from it. Karov Yom Hashem HaGadol, the great day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. And it's not the great day as in the great day when Mashiach comes and we're all going to be in ecstasy and joy and celebration. Fabulous, fabulous AI video from last Tisha B'Av of Avram Fried singing a song with a whole bunch of Yiddish in it about the Rambam is going to be learning Steigen Teira with the Chafetz Chaim, and it's going to be Gewaldig. It's a great song. And the AI is a little creepy. Avram Fried playing a guitar with only one six-fingered hand, and the strings never move. But big parades, and it's Gewaldig. You know, everybody's going to have a Gewaldig time. That's the Yom HaShem HaGadol that we hope for, but this is the great day of judgment that is coming. And it's coming in a hurry. Karov u'maher ma'od. It's rushing. It's near, and it's rushing towards us. Kol Yom HaShem mar tzoreach shom gibor. The sound of the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the mighty man is crying bitterly, with a bitter voice, like the day itself is crying out. Terrible things are in store with the Churban on its way, and we are living in deluded tranquility, thinking we have nothing to worry about, but the Churban's on its way. Now, granted, the Churban's on its way in a couple of dozen years, but that seems like no time at all when you get to it and you didn't ever do tshuva on the way there. Pasuk Tezvav, Yom Avra Hayom Hahu. That day is the day of Evra Vozam. In the Haggadah, we have the five expressions of wrath that come down on the Mitzrayim, but now it's going to come down on Yerushalayim and the Jewish people. It's the day of Evra. It's a day of wrath. Yom Tzara Umitsuka. The day of trouble and distress. Yom Shoah. Ay, ay, ay. Umishoah. This might be the very source. I think it's in Yeshaya. We came across the word Shoah before. But that's the word we use universally to describe the Holocaust, which our wonderful mayor in New York City says never happened. Actually, he has had nothing to say about it. But a day of ruin and desolation, Shoah. Yom Choshech Va'afela, a day of darkness and gloom. Yom Anan Va'arafel, a day of clouds and thick darkness. The weather itself, pitch black. Now, it's metaphorical darkness. But the day that the wrath comes out is a day when horrors close in from all sides, says Rav Mendel Hirsch. Overcast sky, which allows no rays of light to penetrate, and a dark cloud itself, fog, thundercloud, lightning might burst from it. So different forms of darkness, all portending terrible things. Tezayin Yom Shofar Usurua, a day of shofar, an alarm, but not in a good way. Not the tekia, terua, coming from Eliyahu Anavi, but a day when the kastim are sounding their shofar as a way to arrange their troops to destroy us completely. Al Ha'arim Habitsuros, against the fortified cities. V'al Hapinos Hagivohos, and against the high towers. There is no escape. There is nowhere to go where they're not going to find you. Yudzayin v'hatzeirosi la'adam. I will bring distress upon man, Klal Yisrael. Terrible tsar bein hamitzarim. V'holchu ka'ivrim, and they will walk like blind men, kila Hashem chata'u, because they have sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They won't know how to get themselves out of the trouble that they find themselves in, because they refused to obey Hashem and then said, what? God is neutral. He doesn't do anything to anybody. So they're blind. They're fumbling about, even though they were warned by the Navi well in advance. And how many Navim have we seen so far? Between Yeshaya and Yirmiyah and Treyasar and Yechezkel, everybody's warning them, but we pay no attention. We just go on blindly. Another blog. V'shupach damam ke'afar. Their blood will be spilled like dust. That's an interesting phrase. Dust is indiscriminately thrown all about the streets. Nobody keeps it. It's worthless. Their blood will be worthless. Luchomam kagilolim. And their flesh, their skin, like dung thrown into dung heaps. A terrible statement about the worthlessness of human life in this situation is that all we are is fertilizer. We spent our whole lives, Rav Mendel says, satisfying the physical. But what's left, ultimately, is going to be dung fertilizer for things to grow after we're dead. And in this case, we're going to be killed violently during the great onslaught of Yerushalayim. Yuches, last pasuk, gam kaspam gam zahavam lo yuchal lahatzilam. And here it is. Neither their silver nor their gold is going to be able to save them biyom evras Hashem on the day of God's wrath. That's it. The kesef and the zahav is never going to save you. You can't bribe the costume. You can't get food from the costume. You can't buy safety from anybody. Your security guards are going to... Your money is no good here. You're doomed. Uve'esh kinna aso te'ochel kol ha'aretz. And the fire of his kinna, of his jealousy, of his passion, of his anger against everything we've done to... And notice, it's not so much that we denied the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that we cheapened it so badly. Yeah, he doesn't do anything anyway, really. That's almost worse in some ways. Ki chala ach niv hala ya'aseh. The Eis kol yoshvei ha'aretz. All of the inhabitants of the land are going to come to an end, to a sudden end. Behala. It's a tumult. It's a sudden end. Confusion and chaos. The end is near, says the Navi. Now, it's interesting that at the beginning of the parak, we were talking about all mankind. And now we're talking about Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yehuda. That's it. There is, Rav Mendel brings down, a tradition in the Midrash that Zephaniah spoke primarily in the synagogues and houses of learning, the remnant of the nation that had remained faithful. They needed to understand the need and purpose of the judgment, not be despondent, but to understand where it's coming from and why it's coming. So Zephaniah is talking to the people who need to listen the most and who theoretically have all the emunah that they live by. So Zephaniah isn't just talking to the Hamonam. He's talking to the people who learn, to the people who are careful. Let's hope they were listening. I mean, there's not much they can do, but this is about as doom and gloom filled the Nevuah as we have seen so far. And next time, on to Perek Beis.